Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to this program, Psalms of Hope. Well, today we are going to honor Israel's birthday, which was May 14th, 1948, when Israel became a state. And so this May, we celebrate and honor Israel again, as God commands us to in Genesis 12:3. So on this program, I'm going to share with you some facts about the great nation of Israel and rejoice in the blessings we have all received through the Jewish people. I'm also going to play some of my favorite Jewish music. Interestingly, I've read many scriptures where God lets us know that there is power in music that worships him. And in my research, I looked to see how early after the creation that there was music on the earth. And in the very earliest of generations on the earth, I found a most amazing scripture. It's in Genesis 4:21, and it says, "And his brother's name was Jubal, the first musician, the inventor of the harp and flute." How did Jubal know to develop notes on the strings of the harp? How did he know to poke holes in some hollow stick and make music? Oh, so amazing. Not only did God inspire Jubal to make music, but God also gave him the ability to be the inventor of the harp and the flute. So the thousands of inventions by the Jewish people have their base way back at the beginning of the world, way back in Genesis 4. Well, I'll be talking about a few Jewish inventions later in this program. I produced an earlier program celebrating Israel's accomplishments, listing some of their inventions and their Nobel Prizes, more than double any other nation on earth. But the first song I want to play is based on scripture from the Old Testament. Its title is "The Days of Elijah." The song begins with, "These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses. Righteousness is being restored." And now here is Paul Wilbur singing for you, "The Days of Elijah."
Shining like the sun.
Yes, as the song said, there is no God like Jehovah. He is a faithful God, one we can depend on, and most of all, He loves you, wherever in the world you live. Well, being May, on this program I'm celebrating Israel, the Jewish people, and their accomplishments. As I mentioned in the first segment, in the very earliest records, in Genesis 4, Jubal was appointed the first musician, and he invented the harp and the flute. Well, in the very next verse, it tells us that his cousin opened the first foundry, forging instruments of bronze and iron. Another ancient days inventor. Well, now we move fast forward to our modern day, and here are just a few inventions given to the world by the Jewish people. Benjamin Reuben gave humanity the vaccinating needle. Jonas Salk developed the first polio vaccine. Gertrude Elion gave us a leukemia-fighting drug. Peter Schultz developed the optical fiber cable. Emily Berliner, the telephone microphone. And Charles Ginsburg, the videotape recorder. William Kolff came up with the kidney dialysis machine. Elie Metchnikoff won a Nobel Prize for her work in combating infectious diseases. Gregory Pincus developed the first oral contraceptive pill. Andrew Schally won a Nobel Prize for his work in endocrinology, specifically diabetes and hyperthyroidism. And both Albert Einstein and Sigmund Freud were Jews. These are just a few of the many important inventions and discoveries that have blessed mankind all over the world through the Jewish people. Well, one day Jesus, a Jew, the Messiah, was being criticized for the crowds shouting praises. And he replied that if they didn't praise God, then the rocks would cry out in praise. Well, now here is Gary McSpadden singing a song about that scripture. Then the rocks will cry out.
Our voices. silent, all creation will rise and shout.
Yes, that's my aim also, to praise and worship God. That's why I play God-honoring music for you. And on this program, I'm honoring Israel and the Jewish people for their accomplishments. Well, in Genesis 12:3, it says, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, speaking about Israel. Well, this verse, many of us Christians have heard, but let me read the rest of the verse. It says, And in thee, Israel, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Well, as my husband Randy and I discussed this verse, we realized that with the thousands of modern-day inventions coming from the people of Israel, indeed, all the families of the earth are blessed. Well, last night, while I was doing research on the internet about Israel's inventions, it was quite overwhelming. I could go on and on for many programs, just listing their many inventions that have blessed the world, including such a simple thing that we all use and don't think about it, and that's the drip system. Especially here where I live in the desert, we use the drip system for everything, watering all of our trees and bushes. Well, one of the more fascinating recent inventions is a solution for visualizing and detecting problems in our intestines. It's called the pill cam. It's a minuscule camera encapsulated in a little pill that's swallowed, and then it allows doctors to actually see what's going on inside a person's intestinal tract. It's amazing. And another Jewish inventor developed a no-radiation device called Baby Sense, which monitors a baby's breathing and movements through the mattress during sleep. It's designed to prevent crib death, which is a horrific experience for parents. Well, this invention notifies parents to come and care for their baby if there's a problem. Well, besides praying for the people in Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu, which I do often, I'm taking this time on my program, Psalms of Hope, to bless and honor Israel. I want God's blessings in my life, and I hope this program will not only honor Israeli people and their accomplishments, but also remind you to pray for them too. Well, now here is Paul Wilbur singing the song, Let God Arise.
Be glad. Yes, let them rejoice.
What a wonderful song, Let God Arise. Oh, I love the CD by Paul Wilbur, singing songs with an Israeli sound in the music. I hope you're enjoying them also. Well, on the internet, I found a list of the top 45 inventions in Israel. If you want to be amazed, just look up that list for yourself. Obviously, I can only cover a few of the inventions on this program, as I'm honoring Israel's birthday, which was May 14th, 1948. Well, the Old Testament tells us that Israel is the land of milk and honey. In fact, traditional log beehives have been found in archaeological excavations in Tel Rehov in the Beit Shean Valley and were dated as being 3,000 years old. Well, the various geographical zones in Israel enables beekeepers to produce many types of honey originating from local sources of nectar. And in the small nation of Israel, there are about 500 beekeepers with over 100,000 beehives that produce more than 3,200 tons of honey annually. And of course, one of the most important aspects of beekeeping is the use of bees as indispensable pollinators for the many agricultural crops, such as citrus trees, avocados, almonds, apples, plums, strawberries, winter vegetables, and such that are sent all over Europe to feed people there. Well, two-thirds of the land of Israel is defined as semi-arid or arid land. The Negev and Arava deserts are very hot and arid. So, with an Israeli ingenuity, they have transformed the disadvantages of the desert into an advantage, growing vegetables in greenhouses. The desert also has very sparse population, but they're very skilled and they use modern technology to produce quality foods that compete on the international markets. But before I continue honoring Israel, let me play another song for you. This song, Blow the Trumpet in Zion, always takes me back to one of the times that I went with a prayer group to Israel. As we walked on the top of some of the old walls of Jerusalem, we sang this song. And now here is Paul Wilbur singing for you, Blow the Trumpet in Zion.
On the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion.
Oh, yes, blow the trumpet in Zion. As I mentioned, we sang that song, Walking on the Tops of the Ancient Walls of Old Jerusalem. You know, I remember on one of my trips to Israel that I was awakened with the beauty of the sunrise out my window as I gazed at the Sea of Galilee. I was excited as I thought about the places we'd visit that day, places where Jesus had walked 2,000 years ago, and a sunrise, probably like he saw many times, and I had just experienced it. But we don't need to be in Israel to be amazed at how God blesses us each and every day. Every morning, life offers us new experiences and rich blessings as we walk with Christ, no matter where on earth our feet walk, whether in the United States, Israel, the Middle East, Africa, India, Pakistan, or the many other countries where this program, Psalms of Hope, is heard. Each sunrise reminds us of his faithfulness and a new start for each day. Perhaps it was the simple joy of a beautiful sunrise that prompted the old prophet Jeremiah to write in Lamentations 3:22 and 23. He wrote, "His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Yes, he is a God that is faithful. We can depend on him. And on this program, where I have been honoring the birthday of Israel and sharing with you just a tiny few of the thousands of inventions that Israel has blessed the world with, let us express to God our appreciation of his faithfulness and the opportunity he provides us to live for him. And of course, I would also appreciate if you would write or email me and tell me you listened to this program honoring Israel's birthday. If you write and send me your address, I'll be happy to send you, as my free gift, the CD with both programs about Israel. So just ask for it and don't delay. Write to me. Yes, listen for my information from the announcer or simply go to my Facebook page. Tune in again, same time, same place. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in him.